Audio provided by Choo Choo from ChooChooNews.com. Biden transformation of U.S. military into full-on left-wing force aimed at quashing conservatives takes huge step forward. The Biden regime, which is essentially Barack Obama's third term, is moving closer to transforming the U.S. military, once filled with patriots who despise left-wing authoritarianism, into a force replete with Marxist wannabes whose primary mission is eliminating conservative political opposition. The evidence can be seen in the details of the current National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, the annual Pentagon funding bill. For example, there is an entire section, Chapter 89, on countering extremism, which, since January 6th false flag attack on the U.S. Capitol, means right-leaning, conservative Trump supporters. First of all, the NDAA establishes a new Office of Countering Extremism, with a director appointed by the Secretary of Defense under consultations with the Homeland Security Secretary. B. Duties. The director shall, 1. Be responsible for policy of countering extremism within the armed forces, 2. In coordination with the secretaries of the military departments, develop and implement programs, resources, and activities to counter extremism within the armed forces, 3. Establish policies to ensure adequate protection, transparency of process, and availability of resources for individuals who report incidents of extremism. 4. Facilitate and coordinate with the secretaries of the military departments, law enforcement organizations, security organizations, and insider threat programs in the armed forces. 5. Engage and interact with, and solicit recommendations from, outside experts on extremism. Until the Biden regime, there wasn't an extremist problem within the U.S. military, but suddenly now that the left-wing wokistas are in charge, it's so bad there needs to be a new office created just to combat it. Again, in today's democratic political vernacular, extremist is anyone with a conservative view on any issue. Imagine anyone in uniform speaking up in favor of the recent Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, to the Democrat-run military. That is an extreme view that is somehow unconstitutional, despite the fact that the justices found no constitutional right to get an abortion. Thank you, brother. Rissian. Read the rest at Natural News, from the button below.